All right, let's talk a little bit about Chris Sale winning the Cy Young Award yesterday. You're doing great, Tiff.
Sorry, I dropped all my papers, so I'm back.
Like, don't worry, we heard you scurrying around
over
there.
I'm trying not to move because my jacket's like swish, swish, because it's so cold in here, so I'm standing still.
Yeah, 74 degrees in here.
It's freezing.
Yeah.
Can't take these conditions.
Anyhow, am I wrong for getting excited about what this rotation could look like next year? And obviously, if you're just now tuning in, we've been talking about Chris Sale winning the Cy Young Award yesterday, 26 of 30 first place votes, which Bo did not like.
No, it should have been 30 of 30.
It should have been unanimous.
Do you think Ronaldo Lopez should have gotten more votes? Because I know that he kicks him in there at the end.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think Chris Sale was the front-running best of the best pitchers all year from
I'm not talking about first place votes, by the way, for Ronaldo Lopez. Just, you know.
Sure. Hell, I think he could have gave some. If Paul Skeens got some, why did Spencer Schwellenbach not get any? Because Spencer Schwellenbach was phenomenal in situations that actually mattered. But you know what? I digress. I would tell you that I am curious in what you actually think this rotation will look like next year, because I don't know what it looks like at all.
Well, I know that we've already talked about Strider's not coming back to start the year. You know, that'll be a summer ordeal when you talk about him. So I'm going to include him in that, but you won't have him for the entire season. I don't know who your opening day is. I would have to think it was the reigning Cy Young winner. But then again, Strider is still that guy inside the locker room, I would have to think.
But he's not going to be ready.
Yeah, I know.
So he won't be opening day.
I'm just saying, like, as far as the ace goes, it seems like it has to be Chris Sale at this point. But it's Spencer Strider. It's almost like we always talk about the NFL. You don't ever want to lose your position because of injury. But I just feel like that as far as the mentality goes, that's already happened.
Yeah. That only matters on opening day to me.
Yeah.
Because
who the ace is?
Well, opening day and opening game of a series, right? Other than that, it doesn't really matter because, you know, guys get injured, the rotation flips around, you might stretch it out again because you're going to have Ronaldo Lopez, who you're still probably going to want to conserve, Chris Sale, who in this age you still want to conserve, and when you do get Spencer Strider back, you do want to you know, kind of conserve and stretch him out and give him maybe an extra day of rest. Not to mention, is Charlie Morton back on the rotation? Spencer Schwellenbach is going to be a guy that is going next year is going to pitch more innings than he's ever pitched in his career. So I think with all those guys, you're probably going to do a lot like you did this year. But who are those other guys? Because I don't think Max Fried is coming back.
No, he's not.
I mean, I know that he declined the qualifying offer, which is standard operating procedure, or he will. That's nothing new. That's kind of how it goes. That's just the way it goes. And the reality is, who's where and who is in this rotation and what does it look like? I don't know. I know we got a good core. I would say you should be excited about the core. Yes,
and excited about the core with Chris Sale then. Able to continue to lead this group. It was a guy that really brought a lot of I guess what's the word I want to use here?
Moxie.
Yes.
Yeah.
To that clubhouse. And the guys openly talked about how much they appreciated it.
Yeah, and I think to your point, the core, if it's Sale, if you get to midsummer and it's Sale, Strider, Lopez, and then Schwellenbach as the four, I don't know where you go with the fifth. I know that the Morton thing's out there and everything else going on around that, but I mean you still have some money to go find somebody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's Sale talked about who all helped him get here. And to be the leader of that core you just talked about.
Yeah, I mean, talk about motivation, right? You know, to be able to show my sons the hard work, dedication, and, you know, not giving up. You know, my wife having my back the whole time. I'm sure I was a real peach at times during some of those injuries. So my parents, my family, I was talking to my dad the other day about this and whether it did or didn't happen. He was proud of me. And again, can't speak enough about my guys I had on my corner this year. You know, being in Atlanta, that staff was unbelievable. George and his staff in the training room kept me on the field. I said it earlier. It wasn't me just rolling out there. Had an unbelievable coaching staff, and man, I gave up one unearned run this year. One. So that means my guys in the field were making unbelievable plays. It seemed like, you know, I'd go out there and pitch two or three innings, I'd have five runs on the board. And then you get to the bullpen, I mean, absolute lockdown. They weren't the best in the league. I don't know who was. So a lot goes into this. And again, like, I just can't express how thankful I am for everybody that stuck by me. It would have been easy to kind of jump ship and write me off. And a lot of people texted me through the tough times, and I'm thankful for them, and I'm happy to share this moment with them.
That was Chris Sale on MLB Network after winning the NL Cy Young Award. That one earned run that he mentioned,
one unearned run.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. A one unearned run over an entire season is pretty nuts. And he did, you know, he did the right thing and took his cap off to the defense. He's also a lot better at giving acceptance speeches than Paul Skeens. So that's good. So
well, I mean,
he's lived a couple lot, you know. Yeah. Seasoned vet.
What is he? Rookie. 16 years older than Paul Skeens.
Seasoned vet, a seasoned veteran.
Sal's only 35.
I thought he was 37. I might be wrong on that.
I wasn't aging him. I'm just saying he's 35. You know.
All right. Skeens, what, 22? 21?
Yeah.
No, you're right. He has been, he's lived quite a few. He's seen more
injuries, all of it. He's been through a lot.
He's seen more the revolutions of the sun and moon than Paul Skeens has, but there's no doubt about that. But I mean, look, I think it just shows the leader he is with everything he just said. He thanked everyone under the sun in this organization. But the reality is he understands that all of those people are the reason why he is able to accept this award at this point. He should have already accepted it at some point in his career. Hell, halfway through the year, I didn't know that he hadn't. I thought he already had a Cy Young under his belt because of, you know, the pitcher he has been in the past at certain points in his career. I think you're right, though, when you both of you kind of mentioned the pitching staff as a core. Don't forget the core that you hopefully are getting back when Ronald Acuna Jr. finally does enter the lineup again, and you'll have Austin Riley back healthy, and you're going to have some points.
It's going to feel like you're finally able to breathe oxygen again.
Well, it's going to like you went out and signed a bunch of big-time free agents. Yeah. And by the way,
dang.
You probably still need to get one somewhere, like maybe at shortstop or, I don't know, maybe another outfielder. There's still room to improve this team. And you're going to be without Jimenez next year in the bullpen, and that's something you're going to need to address as well because that guy – whether people realize the people that watch the team day in and day out for 162 games understand how important he was to the back end of that bullpen.
Do you think they'll go out and try to find another starter before the season?
Well, I think Charlie Morton is a guy that would depends on what Charlie Moe does. And you guys can laugh or
now you're a big Charlie Moe
fan. As Tiff would do to me or eye roll. But I do love Charlie Morton. I'm a huge Charlie Morton fan. I don't know what you guys need to understand. That's what a fifth starter is in Major League Baseball. Is a guy that gives you four to six innings, three to four runs, an outing, and that's what the fifth. You're not.
I would make the argument that you could put a Bryce Elder, AJ Smith, Shauver in to do that.
No, you could not.
For the amount of money you might have to play.
One of those, yes. Bryce Elder is he either gives you five with one earned. Or two with seven, and I can't.
No in between.
I can't. That roller coaster, I am not willing to ride this year.
Develop a third pitch, man. That's all.